Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
Today we'll talk about how to increase average order volume and the lifetime value of a customer. We at Optimum 7, we have different types of customers. We have e-commerce businesses, and also we have businesses who sell services and who need to do lead generation. So a lot of business owners actually do not pay attention to this. Everybody's interested in doubling their traffic. Everybody's interested in increasing business. Everybody's interested in new acquisition of new customers. But people, most of the time, they ignore their existing customers, their existing databases, their existing email lists, their existing opt-in secondary calls to action. So what we wanted to cover today is how can you leverage that? Because doubling your traffic is not easy. Doubling your incoming is not easy. However, increasing your conversion rate is a lot more efficient, or increasing your processes is a lot more efficient. So today we'll talk about that. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to divide it into two sections, and that's e-commerce and lead generation or service-based businesses. So when it comes to e-commerce, because Ohad, you're working on this on a daily basis, a lot of business owners or e-commerce business owners are having difficulty doing these calculations. What would be your first suggestion on highlighting and identifying what your cost per acquisition is, CPA is, and what the lifetime value of a customer should be?
So, I mean, first of all, yes, it's very important to keep that in mind and calculate what the lifetime value is, especially when we're talking about the CPA, because the minute you can identify the what is the lifetime value of your customer, you can then calculate what your target CPA should be, and perhaps you can invest more money in it, because then you can see it's very short-sighted to just think of that first acquisition. The minute you know that your client, a customer lifetime value is a certain value, you can calculate your CPA based on that and not based on the first acquisition.
Yep. And let's give an example to that. So, you know, we all use iPhones and Androids. When I use an iPhone, Apple has a lot of data on me. If I use an iPhone, and if I'm used to using an iPhone, there's a possibility, a high possibility, that I'm going to keep upgrading, right? Now, I bought my first iPhone in 2007. And that iPhone was $550. Now, if Apple did calculations and marketing based on my first acquisition, they would have lost. They wouldn't have had accurate calculations. But I'm pretty sure somebody at Apple calculated, hey, if we do this and if we give these users a very good operating system, and if we give them the App Store, this guy is not only going to spend $550 on the phone, he will spend
tens of thousands of dollars in his lifetime.
In his lifetime, and also he will spend tens of thousands of dollars on the App Store, which I get 30% of as Apple, right? So this is the same mindset and mentality.
And he will get Apple Music, and he will get, so again, yes, you're right, the level of service and upselling and cross-selling those services.
So if Apple did its marketing strategy and growth strategy based on the first CPA, which is cost per acquisition, cost per lead, cost per order, whatever you want to call it, Apple would have lost to competitors, because that wouldn't have been an accurate strategy. So right now we have clients who do $5, $10, $15, $20 million annually, all the way to $100 million. And they have millions of customers internally, but they're not leveraging these strategies. So, and I think the most difficult part is, where do you start? And that first phase needs to be, you need to sit down, you need to look at your past 12 months, 24 months, and you need to calculate what your CPA is across different channels, because your CPA is cost per acquisition. Your cost per acquisition will be different. Your organic search might be, let's say, you know, $5 per order, but your paid search on AdWords might be $20 per order. So if I'm selling this iPhone, the word cell phone or an unlocked cell phone is a very competitive term. And again, we're just using this as an example. If the product is $600, and if I'm paying $10 a click, if I get 100 clicks, I spend $500, right? So, and out of that, if I have a 1% conversion rate, that means that I spent $500 to sell a product of $600. So if I do my marketing strategy or my budgeting based on that concept, I'm always going to lose. I'm not going to advertise. However, if I buy this phone, I'm likely to spend tens of thousands of dollars for the rest of my relationship with this brand. And that also has to do with Apple's products, how good they are, how good their operating system is, how good their brand is, how often do they follow up with me, the functionalities, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So the first thing is you have to somehow calculate your first order, which is cost per acquisition, and also the lifetime value of your customer. And there are some tools that do that, and there are some formulas that do that. It's not really difficult. So let's say we calculate that. And we're talking about e-commerce now. Mm-hmm. What's the next step? Let's say you have the information. What's the next step?
The next step is to come up with a strategy of how to increase that, how to increase the average order value, how to retain customers.
Mm-hmm. So once you have the accurate data, there are a couple of things that we would suggest. Number one is you have to have, based on your order volume, you have to have some kind of rewards program, correct? If you don't know where to start, there's a nice tool called smile.io that gives you this functionality. You sign up for an account, you put a little JavaScript on your site, and they handle all of this. They can give your customers points, you can give your customers, you can basically have your own Amazon Prime on your website, but your volume needs to justify it. Now, that's a long-term solution. Let's talk about some short-term functionality to increase your average order volume. Mm-hmm.
So the main ones would be anything that has to do with upselling or cross-selling.
Mm-hmm.
So just to explain the difference, upselling is, let's give the iPhone example. Upselling is if you're going to buy a certain model of iPhone, and at the checkout they'll say, like, you know what, if you add $100, you'll get 200 more space in your storage.
Yes.
So that's an upsell. It's a more superior. It's the same product, but it's a more superior or luxurious version of it. And a cross-sell would be like, once you buy the iPhone, get the Apple Care as well.
Apple Care, you're going to need the
Apple
cell phone
music.
Case. You might need something else.
Apple Music subscription.
The wireless headphones.
Right. All of those would be cross-sells.
Mm-hmm.
So when we translate to online, a very simple example would be if you add a certain item to cart, you would have a pop-up that says the item was added to cart.
Mm-hmm.
If you add at this moment, certain amount of money, you can get this upsell or cross-sell, right? Another thing you can do is bundle a few products that go together.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're buying a shirt.
Amazon does a very good job with that.
So if you're buying a shirt, complete the look.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get a shirt and a pants and a belt. And if you get them all together right now, the total will be 20% off. So you add an incentive in there.
Got it. So Tatiana, you handle most of these Facebook ads for clients, e-commerce and lead generation. And you see the effect that these types of functionalities, pre-checkout upsell, abandoned cart, these kinds of rewards programs, do you see that those rewards programs increase the chances of conversion rate or the lifetime value of a customer?
Yes, absolutely. I believe that constant communication with your audience and your clients is a huge way to increase your customer lifetime value. And it's important. I feel that if you don't have that strategy in place or those functionalities or strategies in place, then you're missing out on a lot of potential revenue from existing customers.
Yeah. And that brings us to another point, which is very important. Average e-commerce conversion rate is 2%. A good e-commerce conversion rate is 5-6%. Amazon's conversion rate is 12% and up, right? So that means that if you're an average, let's say if you're good, you're losing 95% of your traffic. They will never convert on your website. If you and I would say 90% of people do not have a secondary call to action. What that means is, hey, sign up for specials or sign up for deals and we'll send you deals and specials or we'll give you tips and tricks. They don't have that. Even if you had that, let's say you're getting another 2% from the secondary call to action, you're still losing 90% of your traffic. The only way technologically that you can keep in touch with those people is retargeting in a Facebook pixel. And again, this is stats based on eMarketer. 95% of legitimate business websites do not have the Facebook pixel on their sites.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another angle, I think, and I know how you work with this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Installing the pixel is not difficult, but tell us about the benefits of it. What happens when I install that pixel on my site?
So if we're talking about e-commerce, but it doesn't have to be e-commerce. It could be
any website.
Yeah, it could be any website. If we're talking about e-commerce, you can have your catalog up on Facebook. A lot of the hosting solutions like BigCommerce, Shopify integrate with Facebook. Yeah. So not only do you know who visited your website, you can know what product they were looking at and then target them or retarget them, I should say, with that specific product.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going very specific.
Mm-hmm. And we call that the dynamic product retargeting on Facebook.
Right.
Right? Exactly. So the benefit of that is obviously you can know who's visiting your site if they are logged into their Facebook accounts, which over 90% are already logged in. Just think about yourself. If you're on Facebook, you're logged in all the time in your browser. So Facebook knows that, and that pixel grabs that information and grabs if I like flowers, what kind of flowers do I like? What kind of watch do I like? What kind of car I drive? Who are my friends? What do my friends like? So imagine grabbing all that information and being able to see that on the Facebook dashboard that says everybody that visited your website in the past 2 weeks, here is what the demographic looks like, and here is who engaged with your brand. Okay, so that's really the value of this. When we're talking about customer acquisition and lifetime value of a customer, it is important that you get as much data as possible. So we talked about e-commerce. We talked about functionality. Let's briefly touch on lead generation side of things.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the... So if I'm not selling e-commerce products, how can I keep in touch with people who are looking for my services? And how can I increase the lifetime value of my customer based on the service that I have if I'm not acquiring them on the first attempt?
So when we're talking about services, especially the bigger ticket items, mm-hmm. Where you really need to build trust and relationship, then the strategy shouldn't necessarily be to acquire at the very first time.
Yeah.
Instead, putting a user into a funnel would be your ideal strategy.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say funnel, obviously you're talking about a drip marketing strategy.
For example.
Right? So the drip marketing strategy is you have a primary call to action, which is contact me for a consultation or give me a call or book a time to speak with me, regardless of the service that you might be offering. You might be an attorney, you might be a plastic surgeon, you might be a marketer or a developer like Optimum 7. You have to have a secondary call to action. You have to have an offer where you put them into a funnel, right? And when we say funnel, a lot of users and a lot of business owners do not know what that means. A funnel means somebody comes in, you give them something of value, and then they go through different steps. Let's say if you're going to send them 10 follow-up emails, every email or every second email might have a call to action on it, but you're guiding them through the steps of where they go. You know, somebody might be coming and they're just looking for information, so they will keep flowing into your funnel. But every now and then you'll get a person that is interested in one thing that you're mentioning. And that's, I think most business owners don't understand that. Most people who are going to buy higher ticket items, they buy on a very, very small element. They don't buy because of the price. They don't buy because of anything other than you got their attention on that small element. Now, the challenge is on the first contact, it's impossible for you to give them that value, right? But if you put them through a funnel with a drip marketing strategy, you can filter people out. And the beautiful thing there is how extensive is your offering? At Optimum 7, if we need to give an example, I can do a project for $100,000. I can do a project for $5,000. But I can offer a recorded seminar for $95. So if I have tens of thousands of people going into this funnel, I have something to sell to everybody on that funnel. But the trick is how good is your funnel. So that comes back to the lifetime value of your customer, right? If you are spending $50 for a lead, the best way to decrease that number is to put them through a funnel instead of asking for a check on the first handshake. So that's what we mean when we increase the lifetime value, or that's what we mean when we say you have to nurture your list of leads. You can't just try to sell them at the first handshake. And do you guys have anything else to add to that?
No, I think you covered it really well. I would say... And just as we were talking about tools and functionalities for e-commerce, mm-hmm. increasing conversion rate, same tools a different variation of the same tools can apply for acquiring that first, you know, email or contact, so you can put someone in that funnel.
That's great. That's a great note, because we did not talk about any funnels for lead generation or for service businesses. There are a lot of good ones out there. Sumo is a good one, S-U-M-O. Opt-in Master is another one. Put a very basic JavaScript and a call to action. Opt-in Master has exit intent pop-up. What that means is if somebody's about to exit your site, they might give an offer. And there are a lot of different types of tools. We'll mention some of them below. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.